Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, to serve His God and Father, to Him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. In his Small Catechism, after describing the work of Jesus, Martin Luther wrote, "All this he did, that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death, and lives and rules eternally." According to Martin Luther, now that Christ has redeemed and rescued us, we now have the opportunity and the motivation to serve him and live for him. Martin Luther didn't come up with this concept. He was repeating what the Lord had already said many times through his holy writers, including the Apostle John. After assuring us that Jesus loves us and that he has completely freed us from our sins, John offers a purpose for which we have been rescued. Christ has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. I am a priest? That brings up images of a clergyman wearing black, listening to someone's confession, or presiding over a wedding. Instead, think Old Testament priest. He offered sacrifices to God. He helped others see God's love and goodness. He prayed for the people. When John says you are a priest, he is reminding you that you have a very special purpose in life. Your day job might be a nurse, accountant, teacher, or mechanic, but your purpose in life is to help others see God's love and goodness, to pray for others, and to offer sacrifices to God. And by sacrifices, thinking kind words of others, a helpful hand to someone in need, being patient with a coworker, living with an attitude of thanksgiving and contentment, and sharing the good news about Jesus when given the opportunity. In all these ways, you help others see the goodness of God. Lord, thank you for rescuing me and making me a member of your family. Help me to express my gratitude by the way I live my life, for the good of others and to your glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.